979.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Are there any other jet engines close to failing? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Federal regulators want airlines to be sure, readying an order for new inspections 2 days after an engine exploded on a Southwest flight.
There was a very loud noise, and the plane started vibrating and shuddering.
Peggy Phillips is a nurse who tried to save a fellow passenger who'd nearly been sucked out of the plane. She did CPR.
I didn't feel like I ever got an airway established very well. There was no pulse.
But the woman had severe injuries and was pronounced dead after they landed in Philadelphia. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on the inspection. Live.
The FAA wants 737 engine fan blades inspected. Now, the announcement for this came last night, nearly a year after the engine's manufacturer recommended those inspections and a month after European regulators ordered their airlines to do them. Investigators say the blade that broke off mid-flight and triggered that emergency landing for Flight 1380 was showing signs of metal fatigue. The NTSB also blamed metal fatigue for an engine failure on a Southwest plane in 2016 as well, Dave.
Tanya, President Trump says he's optimistic about the upcoming meeting with North Korea's leader, but
if I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go.
And the president says if the meeting isn't going well to get Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons, he'll leave. The president also again called the Russia investigation a hoax, again saying there's no collusion. As for reports, he might fire Special Counsel Mueller or Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein.
They've been saying, I'm going to get rid of them for the last 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and they're still here.
Now today, President Trump's former campaign chairman is expected back in court. Paul Manafort will ask a judge to dismiss tax evasion and money laundering charges filed against him as part of the Russia probe. This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Your yard is not just a yard. It's a baseball diamond, a water park, a movie theater, and a grand banquet hall. Your yard is where memories are made, and you have the best seat in the house with the John Deere X350 Select Series tractor. Now equipped with the exclusive one-touch mulch control system, you can tell your clippings where to go, out the chute, or back into your lawn with just the push of a button. Nothing runs like family, and nothing runs like a deer. Visit your local John Deere dealer to test drive one today.
Well, the groundwork for President Trump's meeting with North Korea's leader was laid a few weeks ago when CIA Director Mike Pompeo went to Pyongyang, and the president says that Pompeo and Kim Jong-un got along really well in that meeting. Pompeo's confirmation process may not go as well as he tries to become the next Secretary of State.
So far, CIA Director Mike Pompeo does not have support from Kentucky Republican Rand Paul.
It would be a big deal for me to change my position on him.
But following a phone call with President Trump, Paul says he'll meet with Pompeo. Paul's opposition on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee means it will take support from Democrats for that committee to give Pompeo a favorable recommendation. A favorable recommendation from the committee is not required for Pompeo to win full Senate confirmation, where confirmation could come down to just a few votes. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Cuba will get a new president today, and for the first time in 6 decades, it's not a Castro. Miguel Diaz-Canel, who is unopposed, will take over for Raul, though Raul Castro will remain the powerful head of Cuba's Communist Party.
This new president is going to have some real challenges immediately. He's got a cratering economy. Most people still work for the state. They make about $30 a month in a near worthless currency. And he's got bad relations with the U.S. Remember, back in September, about 24 U.S. diplomats were injured by some unexplained sonic attack. That means the embassy staff here has been slashed. And it's really a question mark.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan in Havana. Bill Cosby's retrial in Pennsylvania will resume again this morning. The defense started to make their case yesterday, calling a Temple University employee who testified that Andrea Constan, Cosby's accuser, told her she could accuse a celebrity to get money and go to school and start a business. Cosby's accused of indecent sexual assault. Constand claims that he drugged and sexually assaulted her in 2004. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our local news brought to you by country financial agent Jesse DeHaan at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign. Working for you in the community, call Jesse DeHaan for all your insurance needs, 352-3466.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man accused in a fatal shooting of an Urbana man in 2016 has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. The News Gazette says the plea came after a jury deliberating the fate of Tyrone Franklin Jr. for several hours, indicated they were having a hard time coming to a verdict. Franklin was accused of killing Robert Lee Brown. Franklin was sentenced to 20 years in prison. A new scam is targeting seniors. WCIA said scammers are claiming to be personal defenders. They are calling seniors saying their grandchild is in jail and needs $40,000 to get out. The scammer could have the correct name of the grandchild, and it's possible someone will act like the grandchild during the call. Probation is the sentence for the second of three Illini football players charged in an armed robbery prank last year. Howard Hojo Watkins admitted to a misdemeanor theft charge. He got 12 months of conditional discharge. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jesse DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Weather brought to you by CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. I'll be broadcasting live this Tuesday at this locally owned company from Betsy and Brad Parks. And they've got all kinds of plans for me. I guess I get to clean another bathroom.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. CMIClean.com. All your janitorial supplies at CMIClean.com. Well, we are getting a little better. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Right, we're starting out with kind of gray conditions, trying to spit at us a little bit. Just a slight chance of precipitation. Wind gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. Today's high 52 with some gradual clearing and clear with a low 29 by tonight. Up near 60 for tomorrow with sunshine down to around 36. 60 the high on Saturday, partly sunny. Up to 62, partly cloudy on Sunday. Overcast and 35 now. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, they're going to try and play baseball up in Chicago, Wrigley Field. They did not get it in yesterday. It was cold, but it also was raining. And it was snow flurries as well. It's like 35. So you can see they couldn't get that one in. So today I think it's like 45, maybe a little sun peeking out up at Wrigley today. We'll be on the air. First pitch is 120. US 105.9 has the Cubs broadcast. And, of course, here on ESPN 93.5, we have the Cardinal broadcast. Okay. North Korea. Political analyst, Democratic strategist, former consultant, Department of Homeland Security, countering violent extremism analyst Mustafa Tamiz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, sir. All right. Pretty historic if this happens. I'm very skeptical whether North Korea will give up their nuclear, but I think it's great we're talking versus bombing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the sign that Mike Pompeo met with Kim Jong-un and is putting some kind of a framework together for a meeting with President Trump is a very good step in the right direction. Kim Jong-un has 60 nuclear warheads. He has the capability of launching ballistic missiles. Talking is certainly better than bombing.
Why would Kim Jong-un give it up?
Look, historically, it seems like a very difficult thing to ask him to give it up. If he watched what happened with Muammar Gaddafi, when Gaddafi gave up his nuclear ambitions, we dethroned him. And the treaty that we signed with Iran, we are now looking to back out of that treaty. So there's not a lot of precedent in terms of looking at what's happened in the past that gives Kim Jong-un some assurance that giving up his nuclear ambitions is going to put him in good stead. So I think we have to put together something that's a little bit more realistic expectations. But finding a way to reduce the number of nuclear weapons, finding a way to have some kind of a negotiated dialogue to tone down the rhetoric is what we should be doing.
Okay, so they're talking in the next few weeks. You got to get Mike Pompeo in as Secretary of State. Why would that be difficult?
Well, I don't think that Mike Pompeo has the votes, not just from the Democrats, but from Republicans. I mean, that's the issue at hand. You know, in the past, Mike Pompeo has taken very hawkish views in North Korea. I think part of the reason of this trip and releasing it publicly that he's taken this trip is to increase his chances of being confirmed as Secretary of State. And I know that the president and Mike Pompeo are likely to get some criticism for that, but I think that's perfectly fine. It demonstrates the value of having Mike Pompeo in the State Department, and I think it's a good political move, and I think it's good to have Mike Pompeo make this trip.
Okay, Bill Clinton tried this with the family in the 90s, and the problem was they cheated. I guess the key is going to be trust would verify kind of thing, kind of a Reagan thing.
Look, I mean, we can't have an expectation that we can control other nations completely. It's almost like having an expectation that your kids will do what you want, when you want, and when you want it. We all have learned that that's just not possible. And that is the same thing when it comes to other nations. What we can do is try to create a framework in the world that creates better actors and people work within certain parameters. I think the one thing that I would say that President Trump has done is that he has given Kim Jong-un a national stage to potentially stand next to the President of the United States. That's something that the Kim family has wanted for three generations, and we're allowing that. Past presidents have basically shunned that and always wanted a multilateral type of negotiation where they wanted other nations involved.
Well,
so Kim is getting what he wants, which is to stand next to the president of the United States.
But I think nothing else has worked. Would you agree? I mean, why not? At this point, we're going to go knock him down, or you talk first. I'm all for talking at least first.
No, look, absolutely, and I am a harsh critic of the president, but I give him credit for taking a bold step in this direction to try something new.
Yeah.
But what we also have seen is that we've just not only seen the escalation of rhetoric, but in the last 14 months, we've seen more testing of ballistic missiles than we have in the last 3 to 5 years.
Yep, we'll see it happens. I mean, it could be very historic, and it could be very good. So we're hoping.
Absolutely. And look, I think that whether you're a supporter of President Trump or you're a critic of the President Trump, this is something that we all should be rooting for peace.
Mustafa Tamiz, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Political analyst, Democratic strategist, former consultant, Department of Homeland Security, Mustafa Tamiz, ESPN 93.5. Well, why not? Why not talk and at least expire that potential and see what happens? I'm very skeptical. I don't think you can trust him, and I don't know why he would give him up. Because he's got that over the world. I just think they need help so desperately. But they're talking South Korea and North Korea ending the war 70 years later.
Right.
So, I mean, let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing to lose. Gracie has dropped in. We've not seen you in a while.
Grace.
Yeah, hello.
Where have you been?
Oh, gosh. I'd say school is the number one answer to that among a couple other things.
Well, you're working toward the Miss Illinois that we touched on. You were crowned Miss Capital City in the Miss America system, so you got a Miss Illinois, Miss America coming up.
Yes.
And you have been putting
a lot of hours
into that and working out. You know, football players do 2-a-days. He's 2 a day. Yeah.
All righty.
It's exhausting.
So have you been in this good shape in your life?
No.
I didn't think so.
But I do hope I've tried to switch my motive past, okay, I'm just doing this for Miss Illinois. I'm trying to switch my motive and say, no, I'm doing this for me. Like, and I don't want this to end just when June comes around. I hope to keep this going.
But you've been pushing it pretty hard.
It's good to be fit.
Yeah, it is.
It feels
okay.
Good.
She's gonna do some sports for us. Also you're doing something kind of unusual tonight.
A little crazy.
You're doing a fundraiser for what, Children's Miracle Network?
Yep, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. So let's we'll chat about that here in just a moment. We're going to check your sports headlines coming up.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. I know that sound. That's a powerful turbocharged engine. And that's my phone on the available wireless phone charger. This must be the sophisticated new Honda Accord, the 2018 North American Car of the Year. Now, who wants to see me change the oil blindfolded? Anyone?
Hurry in to your Honda dealer and test drive a 2018 Accord today.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the versatile magic seat folding down so all my stuff can fit. I got it. It's the Honda Fit, a 2017 KBB.com best value brand.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Fit for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2017 brand image awards for Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.
Here we go. Sports headlines. Grace will have that this morning. Good morning, Gracie.
It was just too cold and wet in Chicago as the Cubs-Cardinals game was canceled yesterday at Wrigley Field. They'll try again today, on the air today at 12:25 for the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5 and at 12:45 for the Cubs on US 105.9. First pitch is at 1:20. The Illini softball swept Green Bay yesterday in softball 4-1 and 6-4 to improve to 27-15 on the season.
Taylor, huh?
Yeah, let's go Taylor.
Taylor
Edwards threw a complete game 6 hitter in game 1.
No way, Taylor.
Let's go Taylor. NBA playoffs last night, Cleveland over Indiana 100-97 to tie that series at 1. LeBron James had 46 points.
Try to go back to Indiana, tie 1-1. You know, we haven't scored the ball like we were accustomed to doing, you know, so far in these two games. So I wanted to try to see if I had a good hand to start. My guys kept coming to me, and I was able to make a couple buckets to start the game.
Utah beat OKC to tie that series at 1, and Houston over Minnesota to take a 2-0 lead in that series. And the wife of San Antonio Spurs coach, Greg Popovich, has died. Mm. Aaron Popovich was 67 and had been battling an illness for several years.
Yeah, they've been married since the 70s. So Greg Popovich, a head coach of San Antonio, loses his wife after years of illness, I guess. 717. That's the kind of verbiage when I played with the Harlem Globetrotters in my long career of basketball professionally, I should have had that. We didn't score the ball well. I didn't know how to say it, but LeBron is so cool.
Yeah, he is.
So my guys were giving me the ball. We didn't score the ball well. I never heard that. It's so him.
Well done.
We didn't score the ball well.
That's right.
Yeah, the ball.
The 25th postponement in the first 3 weeks of Major League Baseball season is tying a record of canceled games that was started in 2007. So they started keeping records in 1986. But,
Is it weather? Or is it...
They said in 2007 there were 26 postponements. One was caused by the death of St. Louis pitcher Josh Hancock. But most because the temperatures are in the mid-30s and
just
precipitation was a factor
cold,
in April.
Just cold. So, I just have to see how we do. I mean, nobody wants to watch the thing, let alone play.
Exactly.
And you get tight and there's injuries. I mean, Tommy Pham apparently has a slight groin pull from playing in the cold.
Chicago's John Lester and St. Louis will start Luke Weaver.
Luke Weaver, John Lester, and Tyler O'Neill has been called up by the Cardinals. Have you seen him?
Uh-uh.
He's like a bodybuilder.
All right.
He's had 6 home runs and 18 RBIs in 12 games.
Okay.
So he'll get the call. He'll be at Wrigley today. I'm not sure what move they made to, and I don't know who they sent. I think they sent a pitcher down to make room. All right, it's 7. 7:19. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Gradual clearing. We're starting out overcast. Today's high 52, 29 our low this evening. Sunshine tomorrow as we wrap up the week with a high 59, low 36. 60 on Saturday, 62 on Sunday, 65 on Monday.
Yeah.
We're expecting partly cloudy conditions in all those days. Currently overcast and 35, though. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Going live to the White House in about 10 minutes. John Decker coming up live from Press Row, where he gets a question every day to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and the only lawyer in the room, as she points out frequently. John Decker in a few moments from Fox News. ESPN 93.5, it is Thursday, April 19 at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, the maker of Crest, Pampers, Head & Shoulders, and many other products is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. Procter & Gamble says sales increased. It's also expanding its food supplement and vitamin business, buying the consumer health business from Germany's Merck KGaA for $4.2 billion. The Marc Jacobs fashion brand is restructuring. Women's Wear Daily says it has laid off most of its Paris-based staff, and there are management changes. 2.5 months after he was hired, creative director John Targan has left the company. Targan came to Marc Jacobs from Baja East. Pier One is implementing a 3-year plan to address its weaknesses in the company. Its sales declined in the recent quarter. It is discontinuing its dividend. The Dow was down 38 yesterday. The Nasdaq up 14. S&P gained 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Spring is here, and soon we'll be planting flowers and seeds. So you plant seeds on both sides of your driveway, on the right and on the left, hoping to make it beautiful. What do the seeds do? Do the seeds you planted on the one side say, hey, I don't like where I am. I'm not going to sprout or bloom because I really want it to be on the other side of the driveway. Ridiculous, right? The seeds bloom where they are planted. Yet we humans frequently complain where we find ourselves in life. We wish we were somewhere else, and we spend time complaining and having regrets instead of embracing the moment and blooming where we're planted. It happened to me. And my situation vastly improved when I decided to embrace my circumstances, work to the best of my abilities, take ownership, and have pride in my work. Bloom where you are planted was one of the best bits of advice I received, and I'm sharing it with you. I hope you embrace it and seize your moment today. I'm Habib Habib, and this Motivational Minute was brought to you by A&R Mechanical.
Okay, so Honda BMW Champaign, you can drive, champaign.com, you go test drive. Gracie, you like the Civic?
I love the Civic.
How about the CR-V?
My favorite.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought you said you love the Civic.
I do.
Is it the Civic or the CR-V?
CR-V. Sits higher, it's more comfortable. I've always wanted a car like that.
Yeah.
So just the fact that I get to drive it around is my favorite.
Yeah. And it's very, very nice. You can go find one of those nicies over there at Honda BMW. They are the President's Award winner for 2017 for being one of the best dealerships in the country. Go congratulate them and see what a top 10% dealership looks like. Honda BMW, Champaign Drive, champaign.com. Off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy, 7:24. Daughter Grace is here, and you're doing what tonight?
So I am basically doing a fundraiser through exercising, which means...
Well, this is the proverbial two birds with one stone. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to exercise, getting ready for your pageant, and raising money at the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm raising money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Our local Children's Miracle Network Hospital is St. John's in Springfield. And so I'm going to be live on a treadmill at 8 p.m. And every dollar donated, I'll increase my speed by 0.1.
Point 0.1, I was going to say.
You'd
be going 250 miles, you'd be a super train.
I had to think this out really carefully in order to make it realistic that I... physically possible.
So if somebody gives you $10 while you're on the treadmill, you go up a mile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mile per hour. Yes.
So you start at what?
So I'll start at 0.1.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can handle 0.1.
Okay.
I can do that one. So then your goal, the difference between regular exercise and this is you're not quitting till you get your money.
Right. And the thing is if I go in a minute without a donation, I slow down.
Oh, so you have to keep the money coming.
And to keep me going fast. And the goal is to see how fast you can get me going and keep me going. And what's going to be very entertaining of this is that I'm not a runner and I'm not a fast runner. So this will be interesting.
What's it going to be live on?
It's going to be live on Instagram and Facebook.
Man, oh, man. So you got your own little TV station going.
I'll have like three phones live on a treadmill at the Arc.
Okay, so I want because I need to monitor in case nobody's donating. I'll have to jump in here and help you.
Oh, I have my own plan of that if I'm really struggling.
She has some ringers ready.
Yeah, some ringers ready. All right, so what do you want people to, I guess they could text in and give you a dollar. That'd be a point one.
Yeah, so it could be my starting pace.
Okay, so if you want to text about anything on the show, but certainly helping Grace with her fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network, you can text and say, I'll give you $5. That'd be a half a mile.
There you go.
So you would start at point one, and then because somebody gave you $5, you go to point five. Points five or six?
Oh, well, I'll start at point five, okay. So I'll just work out from there.
Okay, all right, there you go, 359-2255. Anybody want to help? And then how do I do that? Because it's all that technology. How do I watch and what time?
It's 8 p.m.
Okay.
If you go to Facebook or Instagram. So Instagram, I'm actually going to have three phones on the treadmill.
That's going to be interesting.
I know. It's going to be really funny. People are going to be very entertained. Someone is standing there. But you can go to Miss Capital City.
Okay.
_ 2018.
All right. And that's Instagram.
That's Instagram.
Miss Capital City _ 2018. Yes. And then Facebook is
Grace Margaret. And you can friend me. I'll friend you. And it'll be Facebook Live. And it'll be fun. You can watch me struggle.
All right. There you go. Margaret, her middle name for both grandmothers.
Aww.
Both grandmothers are Margaret.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So good luck. $250. You want to text in and give Gracie any money for that 359-2255. That's very nice.
I don't want to distract from the fundraiser, but I know the dance marathon is coming up.
It's
Centennial tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night. That's right. These guys have been working so hard all year.
And we had Jordan and Michael in earlier this week to talk about it. And they're just ecstatic about how things are lining up and really complimented you, the Ketchetarian kids, for establishing such a good foundation for them to build on.
Well, remember Greg Johnson, when we talked about it, he said, because you say dance to an administrator, it's like, ugh.
No way.
Yeah. He said, why do we need another dance? And he had to explain what it was.
Okay.
It's a bunch of events. And the dance is like one group step off, you know.
Right.
It's really, really fun.
It is
so by the
fun.
End of the night, you've learned the whole kind of line dance.
It's a whole different
idea. And you get to meet so many past and present patients from St. John's Children's Hospital. So it is cool that this happens to line up really right in line with the dance marathon happening at Centennial.
Which benefits the Children's Miracle Network at Centennial.
That's right.
So you're doing that tonight on Grace Margaret on Facebook, on Miss Capital City _2018 on Instagram, for all you smart people that can stream that and understand that.
There you go.
Then you can text something in about what you'd give.
Yes.
And then how do they give, though?
Yeah, so there's something called Venmo.
Wow.
Venmo is fancy schmancy. But if you go to Venmo, my username is Grace _catch. So you can donate there.
Okay.
And that's the easiest way to go. And that'll go directly to...
Venmo is like a PayPal or something?
It's a really easy way to pay online.
Okay.
Your credit card's on there. So it's just really fast and simple.
And $250 is your goal on the treadmill tonight.
So
okay.
Every dollar counts.
Yeah.
Even if you only have 25 cents.
That's right. Okay. Awesome. All right, ESPN 93.5 live to the White House next. Help build a better future for our community. Partner with Busey during National Volunteer Month. It's April, so this is April. Busey Associates will volunteer thousands of hours during their own initiative. Community Promise Month this year, Busey Associates will share their time and talent to revitalize neighborhoods, helping to build a home, volunteering consignment stores, making home repairs for neighbors in need. Since Community Promise Month's inception 2012, you know how many hours those BC people put in?
How many?
10,000.
Whoa.
10,000 hours.
That's
because
a lot.
They've been around 150 years, and that's what they do. It's awesome. It really is. BC is a community-minded organization dedicated to meeting the needs of customers and the community, reinvesting in neighborhoods, helping students achieve their dreams, supporting small businesses. Help strengthen the community, partner for purpose and progress with Busey. To give back, connect with them today on social media. Visit Busey.com. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1885. 1968. That is just, every time I say that, I'm got to be kidding. What did that look like? Now, obviously, people came up in horses, right? It's 1868, member FDIC. I don't think you have to say FDIC back in 1868. They just had the old Butch Cassidy Sundance Kid, the old windows, like they used to rob those banks and stuff.
Right.
Horseback, that's all I got in my head. I don't know how that all worked, and they didn't have cameras. They didn't have, all the money was actually in there.
Right.
So it's just 1868, a year after the U of I opened. So you opened the U of I, then you went to BC and got a loan to go to the U of I.
There you go.
All right. I get it. John Decker's live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We shall visit with Fox News ace radio reporter on the White House beat. He generally always gets a good question that gets a lot of times national attention based on what he's asking. So we'll catch up with John next, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There's a plan to order inspections on all engines like the one that broke up on a Southwest Airlines jet that made an emergency landing in Philadelphia Tuesday. Shrapnel broke a window and a woman named Jennifer Reardon died after almost being sucked out of the plane. Peggy Phillips tried to save her. She's a nurse who was on that flight and tells Fox and Friends.
I was almost relieved to have something to do that I knew I was in control of.
But the woman didn't make it. Cuba is getting a new president voted in by the country's National Assembly.
Miguel Diaz-Canel, he is 57 years old. He's been a Communist Party bureaucrat for the past 30 years. It's important. It's symbolic. It's the first time, really, in 60 years that we haven't had a Castro in charge here.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Havana, Cuba. Raul Castro will remain head of the Communist Party in Cuba. His brother Fidel died in 2016. Fox News. We report. You decide.
ESPN 93.5, again, John Decker live to the White House. Coming up next, local news brought to you by 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Liquidators have bought Bon-Ton stores in a bankruptcy auction, and with that, the Bergners in Champaign is set to close by the end of August. The News Gazette says the Bergners in the Marketplace Shopping Center was listed in court documents among the stores that liquidators plan to close. Probation is the sentence for the second of three Illini football players charged in an armed robbery prank last year. Howard Hojo Watkins admitted to a misdemeanor theft charge. He got 12 months of conditional discharge. Prosecutors say the incident happened on May 10th at Bromley Hall on campus. The Illinois House has voted to allow some medical marijuana-infused products to be used by students. The bill, inspired by an 11-year-old from Schaumburg who was denied medical marijuana patches in school that they used to treat seizures. The bill passed 99-1. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Hi, this is Justin Gensler. What makes us your 217 team? Well, you get two experienced mortgage specialists, myself and David Nelson. We have one convenient location in downtown Champaign at 217 South Neal, and we're available for you 7 days a week. Call 217-530-4350 or visit IllinoisNationalBank.com. When you plan to buy your next home, go with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. David's NMLS is 178338. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
So were you proud of your dad when I was cleaning potties and sucking out grease and poop?
I was very entertained.
Uh-huh.
And very proud. It was just, wow.
When I worked for...
One of the places you were was very familiar. It was, I think, where our barn...
Yeah, barn dances are, yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, wow.
Yeah, you knew what those porta-potties looked like. Yeah. Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford, where I was last week for Hardworking Man. I was a little apprehensive about all that because of Splashback. It's because of Michelle, because she introduced that. She's the one that said Splashback, right?
Gosh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, I didn't like the word. Mm-hmm. Just didn't like the word.
Oh,
There are lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J. Along with ESPN 93.5 and Spirion Staffing, we're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be working at Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer. I'm heading to work at Spring Green and at CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated as well. And follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series. Getting started soon with Spirion Staffing and ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Cindy over at Spirion got a kick out of it and said, wish I could come. And I said, I do too. You can do this. So anyway, CMI Tuesday, Chemical Maintenance Inc., I'll be live there from 7 to 9. And then in my brilliance, I offered 3 hours. I should have offered an hour. But I'll stay for 3 hours and help them. And that's in quotes, help them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And apparently they have some gizmos and stuff. I kind of into the cleaning thing. I want to ask her about waxing the wood floors.
Yes, actually, you could learn a lot from
this. Yeah, see, this is a little more, no offense, Russ, wasn't as into the cleaning there. But I'm a little more into the backpack vacuums and the eye mops and things like that. I don't,
right?
It's a weird thing. I kind of dig it. I think it's cool.
Well, it can be therapeutic, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure. It's rewarding.
I mean, the end result is awesome.
Yeah, maybe my mom says that, you know, back in the day when we were home late and stuff, she used to vacuum at 11 at night because of stress. So maybe that's, I like cleaning a little bit.
Okay.
And the end result, I mean, your husband likes cleaning. He's into the result. It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Looks awesome.
Yeah. You see a real, it's like mowing the grass, and it's, ooh, it looks so nice kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A little strange there.
Okay. I just got a thumbs up text from Nick from Muhammad, who's a teacher at Bottenfield, who has asked me to come in and read to the class today around 11:20.
What are you reading?
Madonna's Mr. Peabody's Apples is one I like to hit.
Did you say Madonna?
Yeah.
Because when you say Madonna, I'm saying, uh-oh, risque.
Right, it's not.
Okay.
She's got a great message in here.
All the apples have their clothes on and everything, so you don't have to worry about that.
I don't want to give everything away, but it's mainly about gossip.
Okay.
That the guy pays, Mr. Peabody pays for an apple off the apple cart on his way to the baseball game. And some of the kids see him take the apple after the baseball game and not pay for it. And they don't realize he's already had this transaction. In fact, he does this week after week, the same routine, where he pays for it ahead of time, grabs it later. So the kids on the team start talking, and then they start, like, not showing up because they think he's a thief.
Okay, so it's gossipy.
Mm-hmm.
I always like something a little more because I had to think about what you were saying there because it's newer. It's not like Dr. Seuss.
I mean, the end of the 90s is when it came out.
That's so new.
Okay.
I like the places you go stuff. It's such a good thing.
I love when children's books have, like, a message to them.
That's right.
Because that's the best way for people to learn is when it's, like, a parallel, but also something they can relate to.
Right.
And a good message.
And I can talk about how important it is to make sure you reaffirm facts.
Gossip is bad, man.
Actually, I guess I should find out the age bracket I'm talking about.
You probably should check on exactly the age. But, yeah, reading to kids at school. Remember we used to do that?
Yes, that was so fun.
We used to talk about books and stuff. But I always liked the places you go because it's hopeful.
It is hopeful.
It's very upbeat.
It's a good graduation present.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It really is. It's a good basic college graduation gift, and I'm thinking Larry Canfer, he and Elaine are leading a trip to Ireland. If you want to be part of that, you can go to Stevie J Travel and check that one out. But he has some great gifts when you're talking about U of I stuff. Larry Canfer,
yes.
He's got some
talent.
Artwork with that camera. We know him well.
Just looking at his stuff brings peace.
Yeah, that's a great line. Just looking at his stuff brings
peace.
It's
like you feel immersed into the image. It's just so cool.
7:39, John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. It's John Decker. How many radio stations give you a theme?
None except yours.
Thank you.
Yours is the only one. You are my favorite, Stevie. I say that without any hesitation.
Without anybody hearing you. You can say that without anybody hearing you. I got Diane Ducey. I got my daughter Grace, journalism student, University of Illinois.
Good
She's
morning.
Hanging in.
Good morning, Grace.
John Decker. Okay, I think I even had a Democrat admit here 20 minutes ago, Mustafa Tamim.
What?
He said, yeah, it's good that we're talking, not bombing. I think this is potentially ginormous. I'm skeptical, which we should be, but the fact that, you know, they're talking with Japanese Prime Minister Abe and talking about North Korea, and maybe I just don't think they're ever going to denuclearize, but, you know, it's, I think it's better to talk than bomb, at least now.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I think that's right. You know, diplomacy is always better than, you know, bombing the hell out of these countries, including North Korea. And so the president is taking the tact of trying to figure things out in a diplomatic sense, trying to rid North Korea of its nuclear weapons. I'm in agreement with you also, Stevie. I don't think much is going to come out of it. I do not believe they're going to denuclearize. You know, let's not forget, this is a regime that starves its own people, that is responsible for the death of Otto Warmbier, and they've made promises like this before to other presidents, and they've reneged on those promises. So I wouldn't, you know, put much into what it is that Kim Jong-un is promising President Trump. But having said that, it's a good thing the president hopefully will be meeting with Kim Jong-un if that meeting takes place. And look, if something good comes out of it, I applaud the president 100%.
Yeah. And Pompeo, I mean, isn't that, if he doesn't get confirmed, isn't that like massively political?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a person who's certainly well qualified to be Secretary of State. Certainly as qualified, if not more qualified, than the person who he is replacing. That's Rex Tillerson, who had no diplomatic experience whatsoever, came from the world of business, obviously, chairman and CEO of ExxonMobil. But as far as Pompeo is concerned, look, he's established himself and won great reviews as the CIA director. And if he does not get confirmed, I agree, it will be political. That's the reason why so many Democrats are, you know, digging in their heels and saying they won't vote yes on his confirmation.
And so for the cabinet, shouldn't the president pretty much get who they want?
Yes.
I think they should.
I mean, that,
yeah.
To the, you know, look, you won, and to the spoils go the victor, and President Trump won. And he should get the cabinet that he wants to advise him. And, you know, unless there's something just egregious in their background, you can't support them. You know, and that does not apply to Mike Pompeo. He's, you know, a Boy Scout. He has done a phenomenal job as the CIA director, and I see no reason why he should not be confirmed as the Secretary of State.
So when do you think this meeting will happen with North Korea?
That's a really good question, Grace. You know, the president has said by early June. I think that's overly optimistic. But, you know, look, if it happens in early June, that's a good thing. You know, in the same vein that we're not rushing, you know, signing off on that new NAFTA agreement, the president shouldn't rush this either. You know, you've got to get things right. You got to make sure that the meeting is happening for the right reasons and that North Korea is committed to having this meeting aimed at denuclearizing Pyongyang. So the president has also said there are five countries that are being considered for where the meeting will take place. I'm betting if it does take place, it will either be in either Switzerland or Sweden, but there's some other countries that are being mentioned as well that are mainly in Asia, and it's pretty clear that Kim Jong-un does not want to travel far for this bilateral one-on-one summit with the president.
What do you think China's whispering in Kim and June's ear? What are they saying?
You know, I do not know. I do believe that it is in China's best interest, though, to denuclearize North Korea. And I think that that's essentially what President Xi has told Kim Jong-un. You remember just a few weeks ago, Kim Jong-un made a surprise visit to Beijing to meet with President Xi. I can't imagine there's any other thing that is being conveyed to Kim Jong-un from China other than this is in your best interest.
Well, we'll see what happens. Keep up your fine reporting whenever you're on it. We're listening, my friend.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. I appreciate it. You have a great day and a great rest of the week and weekend. Grace, good to talk with you.
Too.
Good luck at school.
Thank you.
Stevie, we'll talk next
week.
Thank
you. You bet. John Decker live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, where he checks in every morning with his pass or passes. Probably quite a procedure still to get into the White House. I'm sure you go through. Where do you park?
Right.
Is that free?
Or do you have to plug quarters in? Hold on, Mr. Brady, I got to run plug the meter.
Well, they have an awesome subway system and stuff. He might just ride that in.
Yeah, I'll have to ask that sometime. All right, let's jump to our morning sports ESPN 93.5 at a quarter till 8.
It was just too cold and wet in Chicago as the Cubs-Cardinals game was canceled yesterday at Wrigley. They'll try again today on the air at today at 12:25 for the Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5 and at 12:45 for the Cubs on US 105.9, first pitch at 1:20. The Illini softball swept Green Bay yesterday in softball 4-1 and 6-4 to improve to 27-15 on the season. Go Taylor Edwards, who threw a complete Game 6 hitter in Game 1. NBA playoffs last night, Cleveland over Indiana 100-97 to tie that series at 1, and LeBron James had 46 points.
Yeah, I'm reading my social media. Such a distraction. Here's LeBron.
Try to go back to Indiana, tie 1-1. You know, haven't scored the ball like we were accustomed to doing, you know, so far in these two games. So I wanted to try to see if I had a good hand to start. My guys kept coming to me, and I was able to make a couple buckets to start the game.
Utah beat OKC to tie that series at 1, and Houston over Minnesota to take a 2-0 lead in that series. And the wife of San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has died. Aaron Popovich was 67 and had been battling an illness for several years.
Yeah, that's too bad. Okay, Boston Red Sox are 15-2. That's like one of the best starts ever. 15 wins, 2 losses. And I stayed on the Minnesota-Cleveland-Puerto Rico game. Because it's one of those, you go down, you play, support Puerto Rico. So many great Puerto Rican players come to the major leagues, and the darn thing couldn't end.
16 innings
they couldn't get
later,
it done
over 6 hours.
They were all flying home, so they were going to have a all-nighter.
Oakland A's had a long one yesterday, too. 12-11 was the final over the Chicago White Sox. It was nearly 6 hours with 14 innings on that game.
At least it was warm in Oakland. At least you had that going for you. All right, that's Sports 747. We'll check your weather coming up.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yep.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Commissioner Silver needs to understand the concept of incentive. You could get any book on economics and understand incentive is how people make decisions. The entire NBA is incentivized to tank. If you are no good, and I would qualify anybody even in the middle as no good, your incentive is to tank. If you're not on the way up, your incentive is to tank. You have to get better. In order to do that, you have to get worse. If you want that to stop, stop giving the best picks, the best odds to the worst teams. Stop incentivizing losing. Quit chastising people for doing what is economically rational. Second point I would make is the 76ers are your example of just that. It worked perfectly. The process worked.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shier she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent.
Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
All right, we're starting out with some clouds, but a decrease in the clouds. And by this evening, we've got clear conditions. We've got a high 52 and down to 29. 59 the high tomorrow with sunshine, down to 36. Partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. 60 on Saturday, Sunday 62. We're looking forward to the weekend here at ESPN 93.5. Temperatures currently at 36.
It's Bill Yackel. Did I get that right from Lance Heating? Cooling and plumbing bills, is that right?
You got it right, Stevie J.
Okay, my friend, air control, quality control in your house. I got three dogs. What does that mean, Bill? I need everything you got.
Absolutely, with the pets in the home. But not only the pets in the home, people keep their air conditioner running till their furnace is running. We don't open windows. And you can look at this, Stevie J, with kids with asthma and allergies and peanut allergies, that we're indoors much more with computers and tablets. And it's just like being in an airplane. If you don't get fresh air introduced in the space, the air that we breathe in our homes can many times be much more polluted than the outdoor air. So it's very, very important that we filter that air, we purify that air, and for a lot of folks, humidification, you know, humidifying the air. Another great thing that can help us reduce viruses, have cleaner, fresher air, and certainly improve our skin, our breathing. It literally breathe easier at night with indoor air quality products, a variety of things that we have to identify and take care of for folks.
Wonder if that helps my allergies.
Absolutely. I've actually heard some people put a humidifier in the home and actually have a whole lot less allergy situation.
And so that goes, you affix that to the furnace, correct? It's all part of the system?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are they like thousands of dollars, aren't they? What do they cost, those humidifier thingies?
Oh, they're less than $1,000 for sure.
Wow. Okay. And does that help dry skin in the winter?
Oh, most definitely dry skin. And like I said, a variety of products, whether that be UV lights, APCO UV lights, or even GPS units that actually purify the air. So you can filter the air, you can humidify the air, and you can also purify or bring fresh air into the space. Those are the four ways that we can help improve the air that people breathe in their homes.
Bill, right. I see one of your colorful trucks at the corner of Windsor and Philo Road right now. Landsinc.com right there.
Hey, we're up and early, Adam, taking care of folks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm coming out to be a hardworking man broadcasting live from Lance at some day. I'm not sure what day we're doing that, so I'll be out there. I've been trying to get Troy to give me a tool belt, but I don't think he trusts me with that.
Hey, let's get you in one of the trucks, man. We'll get you out there working with one of our guys.
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever she takes. Bill, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stevie J.
It's Bill Yackel over at LanceInc.com, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. If you want to use them, that humidifier has my attention.
Yeah.
If we had that on the furnace, because, you know, dry skin, that it's always hard in the winter. We're so dry around here. And then how about the little air filter thing for the allergies? Does that really help?
Air quality improvement products. Find out more at LanceInc.com.
Okay, 7:53. Want to go on the Cubs-Cardinal trip? You can register to win a pair at U of I Meat Sales Room.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Maryland, right near Lincoln and Florida, and they're open today.
1 to 5:30.
They're also open, that's Tuesdays, Thursdays, 1 to 5:30, 8 to 1 tomorrow morning. And we're going to draw for the final pair. May 5 is coming up.
It is.
If you'd like to join us, you can still buy tickets at $130 each. It's a Saturday game. It's Cubs and Cardinals sellout fun.
We're well into our third bus with Peoria Charter.
Yeah.
We meet at 8:30 and take off. It's a start at 1:15 on Saturday this year. It'll be great.
2:15, 3:15, 4:15. Cardinals win 4-2, then we get on the bus at 4:45. We're home by about 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Sounds good.
I know Christian's going to try and go because he has a final Friday, mm-hmm. but he hasn't anything on Saturday,
right.
So he's going to sneak on the bus.
That'll be so fun.
And you're in finals, right?
Yes, yeah. Sad.
Right. Okay, 7:54 because U of I finals are when?
They're like the first week, beginning the first week of May.
Grace, you're going to be a senior?
I know.
What? Crazy. You just graduated Centennial.
I know. I just registered for my senior classes, and it's just So bizarre.
Crazy. Unbelievable.
I was at the Unit 7 school board meeting yesterday, the last day of school for us, May 21.
That's so early.
I know it.
I thought it was June 6.
We only...
Wow.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. My day. We went till June.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get off my grass. Yeah, that's amazing. May 21 for high school.
Right.
Yeah, that's so early.
That is so early.
Graduation on May 13th, Mother's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
All right, if you need your house painted, Precision Painting, you can get hold of Chad Ebert, yprecision.com. See before and after. Locally owned and operated. They fill up for summer. Don't know why you wouldn't get a free quote. If you like the quote, if you like Chad, hire him.
Get her done.
Get her done. He's really, really good. Talented, experience. They don't job hop when they're at your house. They're there till it's done. Big or small, check the references. Chad Ebert, yprecision.com. Yprecision.com. And get a free quote because it's free. Okay. The news coming up from Fox here in just a few moments. More in our 8 o'clock hour. Gracie's doing a treadmill fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network.
That's right.
We'll revisit that see if you want to watch her run till she gets $250 and who knows how long that takes.
Yikes.
This portion of our program brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com. We like our new printer.
Oh, yeah.
It's the show.
I know it.
It's the show.
And we could even do attachments in our email and print it up. And
I don't think I know how to do that yet. Yeah. I know to push print. All right, 756.
Hey, it's me, your all-day